The 12 Nidanas. I walk through trees, a series of squat willows, and see the space between the willows as time. Because it's not the space, it's the emptiness of mind whose energy is grounded to its darkest possible color. Taking birth beneath a tree, I want to feel my longing for the tree, my deep thought of you in its disentangled precision of stillness. One bends, taking its time, a full earth of time. How do I wander into its leaf? Merely touching earth, gently touching the awareness of earth, like the beginning of day in earth. Leaves stretch to sun, the full breath of sun, but I am left gasping. My reference point is fading. The underleaf is blank, but blank itself catches me in a kind of double take. A gap exists, but she refuses to see it, which is a third sard of fuguing, like the darkly yellow in the leaf's bottom. That yellow calla lily, earth and earth consecutive with darkness, a coincidence of blood and dark and color, such a yellow, heavy and unknown. Indexed to light, this card of light folds around the sleeve of your body. We take shelter in abyss, which looks like a color, magenta calligraphed in a calla lily's cup, deep in the cup, its fire. Color filters light is not the net color that the calla lily tells by way of its earth sign. Night is her skin. It pleats the quiet fold of her. Background and foreground are the memory of a skin wearing dynasties of her. A bird touches night and her skin moves as if it were tied to this. As if a mass accumulates in a narrative of space, now preserves as a robin opening out of its capacity in me. I want to pet it. I want to cry. The intimacy of a word before it is a word, so that it's now, in the interval, wears its own full body. How many tears live in a word, and the hues of the tears in the space of the word's awareness? I, the word, in the space of my form, imaging my form like a lion in its death throes. I swallow you and emergence in a word. The word shape is how death looks like this image. A cold press of wind through a word's tired body could be hell or a word separate from its word. To feel into a word which may be neutral, but may be like an animal who gets the word, as if the word were a lesion in its body. The lesion could be freedom, because a word has no location, like a break in the hills. Mostly our words are skeletons of themselves. One senses the transparent quality of its body, an unchangeable power that runs alongside its body. I am a word, I am the ultimate fearless word, beauty, or sky, so that there is nothing in the way. A word lands on her cheeks. Unspeakable is the word. Unspeakable is the crutch, the cane of the word, the transparency of the word that relates to her as a body. As how several letters cast a sense of time, like a painting casts depth, which is the image of death in a room. Then the dream of the word amalgamates. First their sky, then the full comportment of a body. Sky-swaddled words catch the light of death. I want to believe each word, like prey to the word, because you want to believe in its denial, forgiveness, everything. A word lay in snow. If you lift the snow and suspend your idea of the possible, it's like space linking all space to all constellations of that word. The sheer resplendence of a word as how the daughter of a word, a whole lineage pouring out from its godfather. A child picks up a word. It's the enjoyment of the word, the shape of all commodious expressions that the mind living in that word carries. In a tapestry of texts, I am in the moment of one, as if I had gone to sleep.